morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. Let your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing Tuesday. I have to tell you guys, you need to make sure that you make the most out of each and every one of these days, because I guarantee you that this week will pass you by. It is going by very fast. And next thing you know, it's going to be Christmas just like that. New Year's just like that, and then all of a sudden, bam, we are in 2022. I can't explain it. I don't know what's going on, but that time is just flying by. But again, take your time each day and make every day a priority to make sure that you handle the things that you have to handle before deadlines, before it's too late. I think that's probably the best way to say that. But speaking of getting through things, we have to make sure that we get this daily dose under wraps. So, of course, if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. Fear in itself is a complete monster. And the thing is, the reason that it is that big monster is because it's what we made it. We made it what it is today. We weigh the pros and cons of every situation, but the cons of a situation have way more weight than the pros, it seems. I mean, think about it. How many times have you heard anybody say, you know, let success be your guide, or let the pros drive you to your dream? You know, people will say it, but it's not the common thing, because everybody knows the positive outcomes and the successes of a situation. Yet people don't act accordingly. I mean, think about it. Everybody wants to be rich and famous, and they know the outcome if you do become, if you reach said goal. But that's never the one thing that pushes them to get there. And that's because we allow the cons to outweigh the pros. I mean, think about it. How many people have tried to be overnight successes, but because of all the work that comes with it, or because the potential failure is greater than the outcome of the success in certain cases, because we make it that. Nobody wants to fail in front of other people. Nobody wants to have to start all over. Nobody wants to have to hit rock bottom in a situation. The same thing with skydiving. Skydiving is an exhilarating thing. Most people would pretty much enjoy it, but because, you know, you get the whole fall into your death aspect, yeah, people seem to extrapolate that aspect of it instead of, wow, this could be a rush. This could be something that is once in a lifetime for me. You know, a lot of people have that on their bucket list. And then we get to, you know, people pushing themselves to do better, because most people are stuck in a situation where every day is just a revolving door of monotony. Every day is just completely mundane for them. You know, they go to work, you know, they get up, they go to work, go back home, watch TV or do whatever, all to go to sleep, wake up, and do the same thing all over again. And they know they want more. They know they want to do more. But, you know, in their minds, the risks always outweigh the reward. And the problem is, we always let fear drive us to quit something or to not go for the accomplishment of something because of the negative indication of what the outcome could be. But we never let fear drive us into a positive outcome, because we've all heard the term face your fears. And it's easy to say, but it's a lot harder to do to most people. And I'm here to say this: you need to be able to face your fear. You need to be able to take on whatever it is that could quell you in a situation and move past it, because I guarantee you that once you face something, it doesn't seem as detrimental as you made it out to be in the beginning. You know, a lot of myths in the world are reality to most people until the truth is unveiled. Once it's proven that it's not what most people think it is, it becomes less of it becomes less impactful to people. It becomes less of that myth or whatever people have placed on it based on like rumors or whatever. You need to do that with everything else in your life. Like me personally, I have a fear that I can't really get rid of readily because it has to do with the ocean. You know, one of my fears is being in, you know, the dark depths of the ocean. I can't control that. It's not something I'm there readily every day. You know, it's not something that I experience all the time. Now, I could probably go snorkeling when the water's clear and everything, you can see stuff. So it's a still a bit pushy for me, but it's something that I'm willing to do. But you know, you get ready to throw me in the middle of the ocean where there's no there's no land in sight. Yeah, that's a problem for me. But I didn't allow myself to push myself away from all types of water, though. That's the difference. At the same time, you know, I'll still go on cruises and everything, so none of that stops me. I know where my line is, but I know that line, I'll never get near it for the most part because I'm not near the depths of the ocean every day. So there's no way for me to face it. But there are things that I can do that could suppress that fear and allow me to do other things that don't necessarily include the far extreme of that fear. So that's why I say don't let fear stop you. They may never go away, but you can still operate around them the best way that you possibly can. Don't just allow fear to stop you completely from what you want to do. And that goes for anything. That goes for phobias. That goes for, you know, things in terms of the potential success you want to reach. That goes for relationships you want to pursue, you know, friendships you want to pursue. That goes with anything that you want to go for in life. You know, it clearly falls in line with that same questioning of, you know, if you don't ask, you'll never know. If you don't face some of your fears, you'll never know what the true outcome is, because everything before that is going to be speculation. You're assuming that you're going to fail. You're assuming that failure is going to break you and keep you down. Well, if you never go after what you want to go after because of fear, you'll never know if there was success involved in that. This is why you want to take every opportunity to attempt to strike gold. Everything is a 50-50 shot in this world. But if you never try for anything, then it's always going to be 100% failure rate for each and every one of us. Give yourselves a shot at success in whatever it is that you want to do. At least attempt to go after it. Nobody's guaranteeing success for you. But if you never try, then you are always guaranteeing yourself failure. That is a definitive fact. That is an absolute truth. So moving forward, keep that in mind so that way you guys always understand that if there's something that you want to go after, just do it. Just take the time and take a leap of faith. Because doing nothing will always garner you nothing. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there and get after it. Simple as that. And until next time, salud.